Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Tia McGrath is an award-winning singer-songwriter from Southern Ontario, Canada. Along with her husband and co-writer, Tommy Parham, they have been crafting impactful and thought-provoking songs for well over a decade. Tia is set to release her upcoming EP, With Love, while the first single, Go Your Own Way, has already won a 2021 Empower Music Award. Tia joins me for this edition of Americana Music Profiles. Hi, Tia. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Glad to talk to you. You are in Canada, right?
That's right. We're on, my husband and I are on the north shore of Lake Erie. If you look at a map, we're kind of across from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. How's the weather up there today? We've got some pretty nasty heat down here in the southern part of Virginia.
It is really humid and hot. It's just crazy, isn't it? I'm looking at our friends over in the UK, what they're going through right now.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Something like 30 degrees out of normal, hotter than
normal.
Yeah. That's
scary. And so we're just happy to have air conditioning and a nice cool water in Lake Erie to go dip our toes in.
Yeah, right. So do I understand correctly, you are a fellow podcast host?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
my
cool.
husband and I, Tommy, yeah, it's a beautiful journey, isn't it?
It is.
Having your own show.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun. So what's the content? What's the subject matter of your podcast?
It's called Jake's Place Songs and Tales, T-A-I-L-S.
Okay.
Doggy Tales.
Uh-huh.
And so my husband and I, we adopted a rescue dog when we were living in Nashville. And his name is Jake. And Husky, and so he started going on the road with us, and we just had all these amazing stories of him sitting on stage and all the beautiful, you know, relationships that we made with him. And so during the pandemic, we're sitting here going, what are we going to do? You know, how are we going to keep our music out there? And what's something that we've always wanted to do that now is the time to, you know, to dive in? And so Tommy said, well, let's do our podcast show. And so we talked about what we wanted to do with it, and we said, well, let's just share Jake's stories and stories of rescue animals and tie it in with music. And our guests along the way that we've, like friends we've met on the road, their musical journey. And most musicians, when you talk to them, have a pet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they love talking about their pets. And so that's what it's about. We tie in music, stories, and animal rescue or some kind of beautiful message with animals.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I love the platform. You know, it hasn't been that long ago where we all we had was radio shows, radio hosts, and you kind of get what you get. And you know, all of a sudden the internet opens up and allows more creators to share their vision of what this platform looks like with the rest of the world, and has given us all kinds of really cool content. So it's neat.
You know, Greg, it's right, and we're finding like friends, and we call them family. We don't call them our fans.
Yeah.
We call them our family.
Yeah.
They become our family, right? And they love the idea. Like they were loving it during the pandemic. In fact, there was one month we were recording the album, and we said we're going to be on hiatus for a few weeks here with our podcast show, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, we're missing this, and we get so much out of it."
Yeah.
You know, we have a truck driver who drives across the states, and he listens to it, and you know, so it's cool, and it also gives the artist an opportunity to share our music in a different, like you said, a different platform.
Yeah, yeah,
and then. and our insight and our stories. And nowadays people just love hearing a story. They love sharing their story.
Yeah, yeah. And I hear that from songwriters more. Maybe it's because songwriting has always been about storytelling, but it seems like it's more obvious now. A lot of the artists that I interview, one of the first things they say when I ask them about their musical journey is, well, I just really enjoy telling stories, which is what songs are really about. But it's what we do as podcast hosts, too, is we help tell stories. And like you said, people enjoy listening to stories. I think it gives us a broader perspective of life, and we can identify with other people's journeys and maybe helps us with our own along the way.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, and other, I met a, so I wrote my children's book about Jake, and so one of our guests is an author, and he's written a book about his dog, and he's in California, and it was just beautiful, and we had the best time during the interview, and then afterwards, just recently, found out that his dog is sick, and so we were able to share that moment of getting that diagnosis and going, what does this mean now?
Yeah.
And how do we, you know? And so it does, you build relationships with this that carry on.
Yeah. And speaking of stories, obviously what the reason we're talking today is you have a music story, a journey of your own. How did the music side of your life begin for you?
Well, I grew up here in Ontario, Canada, and my grandmother was Transylvanian. My grandparents came over to Canada in 1930, and her sister came over and immigrated to Ohio area.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother had the most beautiful, beautiful voice. So when I was a little girl, I just soaked up her voice singing, When I was about 19, I entered the Canadian Open Country Singing Contest.
Oh, cool.
And I ended up winning. And and it was just very, very surreal because doors started flying open. And next thing I knew, I was on a TV show in Toronto with Johnny Cash and June Carter.
Oh,
and,
wow, cool.
Yeah, and Johnny invited me into June's dressing room to meet her while she was putting on her makeup. And they were just very gracious, beautiful people. And so then I kind of kicked around the Canadian music scene with videos and releases. And then I decided to move to Nashville and really pursue my songwriting. I felt songwriting was in my heart and storytelling, like we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I moved down there and met my husband, Tommy, who had moved from Los Angeles to Nashville with a full staff writing deal in hand.
Oh, cool.
He's one of the very few people that I knew that actually moved to Nashville with a full staff deal in hand.
Yeah.
So we started writing together and then broke our rule of never date your co-writer. and we were writing songs, and I kind of put my artist hat, I'd taken my artist hat off for a while, and then one day we were working with Mark Slaughter. Do you remember the metal group Slaughter?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a friend of ours. And I was in his studio, and he said, Tia, you really need to get back out there. He said, and he sent me home with Patty Griffin's Living with Ghosts. And so I listened to it, and I went, oh, my gosh, this whole genre, this Americana genre, cool.
Yeah.
Because I knew I never really fit into the mainstream country.
Right.
And I knew I was a bit of folk, but Americana was like, oh my gosh. So Mark introduced me to that world, and Tommy and I just started running with that and haven't looked back. And we're just, now we've just got our new single out, Go Your Own Way, and we're getting set to release our new EP with Love. And it's just a, you know, really exciting to be at this age and still keep going, you know,
people. Now, you've got a catalog of music behind you. Is that all Americana, or is that in the country scene, too?
You know, people have had a hard time defining my music, and it crosses into, and positive inspirational. You know, we just won Go Your Own Way, the song that I just mentioned, we wrote co-wrote with Kevin Fisher. And in 2021, we won the Empowerment Social Justice Award for songwriting in the States. And yeah, and so we are kind of an Americana positive inspirational folk, you know. and yet we had a song in 2010. We had a song called All of Us that was sync licensed in Australia for a commercial that dealt with diversity. And then they called us up and asked us if they could use our version on the Videotron for World Youth Day.
Oh, wow.
And they had, like 500,000 people, and the Pope was there, and they played our song and put a video in front of it. So, yeah, you're right. It just crosses everything.
Now, and I think I read where you also won Americana CD of the Year, and you've had a couple Grammy nominations. So you've been able to reach pretty far with your music.
We have, and we've done it all independently, which
is harder.
It really is. We have a great publicist, and so when you're doing independent, you really have to sit down and go, okay. You have to be your own business person, right? And you have to say, where am I allotting our funding, the little bit of funding that we have? Of course, we don't have the same funding as a major label. But now with the world of the internet, it opens it up for us. It makes it a little more challenging because everyone's out there and you have to cut through all the acts that are out there. But it does make it more possible for us to get out there as well. So you just kind of pick and choose where you're going to allot your resources and who you're going to trust in your camp. And that's so important.
Yeah. I assume that you're pursuing this full time, music and writing and that kind of thing.
We are. Tommy helps out during the pandemic. It was difficult. You know, we're isolated, and so Tommy is a house painter by trade as well. So that helps us bring in some money, and I also teach music and singing lessons and that, and so we help fund ourselves, but now we're just really excited to, gigs are coming in again, so we're getting booked in the calendar.
I wanted to ask you, has Canada opened back up finally? Are you guys getting to move around and play?
We are. We are. And we just got back from a festival in Illinois, and we had to do our, before we left, everyone said, make sure you do your ArriveCan app. And I said, oh my gosh, what's that? So that was the only thing that we had to make sure we had this, our, you know, vaccine documented and everything. But it was really easy to get back over the border. We had no problem. And Canada's, everyone's moving around. There's some wonderful, wonderful events happening, and we're getting bookings for 2023 on the calendar already. So
yeah, that's awesome. Good. What kind of venues do you find fits your style of music?
We love playing Americana folk festivals.
Yeah.
Small soft seat theaters. We also love playing churches. A lot of churches will book us, for concerts. And like I mentioned, we're positive inspirational. So we love that. We're also really enjoying we've created a program called Songs and Tales based on my children's book. And so we will go into schools and libraries and do a little event for children as well. And I do a book reading, and then we have them join us on some of our songs.
Do you have a process or style for your songwriting? Is it a continuous thing? Do you sequester yourself and focus on it certain times? How does that work for you?
That's a great question. Well, when we were living in Nashville and writing for Music Row, so to speak, we did the whole, 10 to 1 and then 2 to 4 writing sessions, and so you got very disciplined doing that.
Yeah.
And you know, two sessions a day. And that was really good for us to learn how to discipline ourselves and how you don't always write because you feel like writing. Mm. You know, you have a great opportunity to sit down with a co-writer today, so you have to bring it. And so that was really good, which has helped us with, now we're writing with some of our friends over Zoom because we can't all get together, of course. So we've actually written with Kevin Fisher over Zoom and a friend of ours in England, Steve Basalmo. We wrote a beautiful song that's going to be on the next EP with him. But Tommy and I sit down, and Tommy's more of a melody guy, and then I tend to bring in the lyrics, and then we work that way. Mm-hmm. He may be sitting here just playing a melody, and I'll say, "Oh my gosh, you know that I've got a lyric that'll match that, or okay. I've got a lyrical idea."
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you mentioned, I think you said the next EP. So you have things working ahead. Did I understand that correctly? So you've got one on the way out, but you're already working on another one?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're always thinking ahead, you know. And we've got so many songs that we just want to... One of the cool things we did during the pandemic was... And I hear a lot of people were doing this. You know, what are you going to do but clean up your house, right? Mm-hmm. Clean out closets.
Or remodel or whatever, yeah.
Exactly. So we went into our closet and started dragging out boxes of old Nashville demos from when we were there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was so cool. And so we're going through them and we're listening to them and we're saying, "Oh my gosh, I forgot about this song." And whatever, you know, this was a great song. And so it inspired us to take some of those and re-record them and rework them. And so now we've got all these songs sitting here that are our babies, and we just want to, now that we've found them again, we want to share them with the world. So we're thinking, okay, this EP and the next EP, and we're going to keep on going.
Yeah, okay. Do you self-produce, or do you have to find time to get into the studio to finish those?
We have our own home studio.
Yeah, okay.
And Tommy's brilliant at editing and everything and recording. And so what we do is we record here. But this album, I mentioned Kevin Fisher, and Kevin's brilliant. He's out in California. So we've been co-producing with him and sharing files back and forth. We'll send him something and he'll add on to it and then send it back. And then we'll finish it here, send it back to him, and he mixes and masters it. And so it's been a really, really interesting process as well, but one that I think has really turned out great for us.
Yeah. Where do you see your career going forward? How far ahead do you look? Do you have some things left on your bucket list that you'd love to be able to do with your music?
You know, Greg, I guess as we get older, you kind of just, I don't know, the pandemic and age and everything else, I've kind of just gotten a place now where I'm just like, every day that we get to do this now, we realize what a gift it is.
Yeah.
And I used to write lists and go, okay, we want to make sure we do this, we want to make sure we do that. Goals are so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a real goal setter. But I'm also learning that there's something about just waking up and going, okay, I'm going to go with the flow today and be open to receive what comes our way.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Right?
Wouldn't it have been nice if we could have learned to do that 20 years ago and not have to suffer through the stress and the anxiety of all the things that don't matter now anyway.
Well, right, and the mistakes you made because you overlooked an opportunity that was really, because it wasn't on your list at the time, you know, you might have sloughed it off, and then you go, man, why didn't I do that, you know?
Yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
But I don't know,
life has a purpose and a direction, and sometimes we can't always get totally in touch with what that looks like, but it seems like if we just stay at it, we end up where we're supposed to be anyway. So
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So finding appreciation, like you said, for just being here now and the privilege of still being able to do something you love is really probably what life should be about anyway, all along.
Gratitude.
Just, yeah.
Isn't it living in gratitude?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, it's like, my gosh, my grandparents came over from Transylvania, which is now part of Romania, which is not far from the Ukraine. And I was messaging some of my friends from there saying when the Ukrainian war started, and I said, how are you guys dealing over there? Are you frightened? Are you receiving some of the refugees? And they said, yeah, we've had some of the refugees come through, and it is like Europe is not that big.
Mm-mm.
And you know, we just have to live in gratitude that we live right now. We are free to create music.
Yes.
And free to create tell our story, because
yes.
You know,
yeah we
who knows, right?
Yeah, and it's, you're right, we are free. And yes, things get challenged, and sometimes we feel like we lose rights that we thought we deserved, but we're still very free to be who you feel like you're supposed to be and want to be. And it's so easy to take that for granted and let all the negative push in, and yeah, just be,
yeah.
Wake up every day and do that thing that you love and be grateful for it.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, how can people find you guys on the web or email? How can they listen to your music, get in touch if they'd like to?
We have our website, which is tiamcgraff.com, and it's TIAMCGRAFF, as in Frank, .com. And on there are all the links to our socials. So I'm on, so Facebook is tiamcgraff, Twitter, tiamcgraff. And LinkedIn, Tia McGrath. And Tommy loves to be found, too. Tommy Parham. So
of course.
Yeah, so especially the Americana guitar players and that. Find Tommy and hang out with him. He's fun.
Yeah.
And then tmcgraff@msn.com. And also our publicist, Michael Stover, is on. It's all on our website.
Yeah, awesome.
So please find us. Drop us a line. If you want to purchase our music or my children's book, it's all listed on our store, our Lake Country store, on the website. And our podcast show is there as well.
And the podcast title, again?
Jake's Place, Songs and Tales.
Awesome. Thank you, Tia. This has been fun. I've enjoyed talking to you and hearing your story, and I certainly wish you guys well with the new album and the new stuff coming behind that even, and I'm so excited to hear that you guys are finally getting out to play.
Oh, Greg, thank you, and thank you for your support and giving artists like ourselves the platform to share our story, and all the best to you as well, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.